Identifying your people is one of my favorite concepts that I've been teaching for years. You need to go detective mode. Become a detective when it comes to understanding your ideal audience, and I mean really understanding them, at a level that most business owners never bother reaching. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Have you ever felt like you're shouting into the void? You're creating content regularly, engaging with others, using all the hashtags, trending audio, techniques and methods the experts recommend, yet your audience growth has plateaued completely. Meanwhile, you're watching other businesses in your space seem to effortlessly attract hundreds of new followers every month. It's infuriating when you're putting in the work, but not seeing the results. You start questioning everything, your content, your message, even whether you're cut out for this whole online business thing. And the worst part, everyone else is making audience growth look easy. So you begin to spiral, wondering if you'll ever be able to create a successful business. But the problem isn't that you're not working hard enough. The issue is that most of the audience growth advice out there treats symptoms or delivers short-term solutions, rather than addressing the foundational issues that actually drive sustainable growth. Today marks the beginning of a special four-part series focused entirely on audience growth strategies, the ones that are working this year. Not the outdated advice you've heard a million times before, but the current proven strategies I'm using in my own business and teaching my clients to achieve consistent, sustainable audience growth. Over the next four episodes, we're going to build a complete audience growth system that will work for your business. By the end of today's episode, you'll have a clear roadmap for exactly who you're trying to reach and how to position yourself strategically to attract them. To accompany these episodes, I'm going to be hosting a one-off masterclass, Audience Growth in 2025, Why Content Isn't Enough. That's happening on Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 8 p.m. and I would love to see you there live, but there will, of course, be a replay. We'll be covering the strategies from this series of episodes in much more detail, as well as some key approaches that I have never shared before that are working incredibly well today. By the end of the masterclass, you're going to be owning your audience growth. You can sign up now at nikkihutchison.com/audience-growth. Now, let's get started with our first episode covering the audience growth strategies that are working today. The biggest mistake I see entrepreneurs make with audience growth is trying to attract everyone instead of focusing on the right people. This scattergun approach leads to content that's generic, messaging that's unclear, and an audience that's disengaged. Before you create your next piece of content, you need to map out your ideal client's journey. I don't mean their demographics, where they live, or what their family looks like. I mean their actual journey from being aware that they have a problem they need solved to becoming your client. Your potential clients go through distinct stages before they're ready to work with you, and each stage needs different content to move them forward. The awareness stage is when they've just realized they have a problem, but don't know what the solution looks like yet. They're asking questions like, why isn't this working for me? Or what am I missing? At this stage, they need educational content that helps them understand their problem better and realize that solutions exist. The consideration stage is when they're exploring potential solutions and approaches. Now they're thinking, what options do I have and what would work best for my situation? Here they need content that compares different approaches and helps them understand what good looks like. The decision stage is when they're ready to choose who to work with. The questions shift to, who's the right person to help me? And what makes this provider different? They need content that demonstrates your expertise, showcases your approach, and builds trust in your ability to deliver results. And finally, the retention stage is when they've become a client and they need ongoing support and results. Even here, your content plays a role in keeping them engaged and satisfied with their decision to work with you. I always have current clients, as well as potential clients, in mind when I'm sharing previous client testimonials. I want to continue making sure my current clients know they've made the right decision in choosing to work with me. Something that most business owners get wrong is that they create content for just one stage, usually the decision stage, when people are ready to buy. If you're not nurturing people through the earlier stages, you'll never have enough people reaching that decision point. For each stage, you need to identify the specific questions, concerns, and information needs your potential clients have. This becomes your content roadmap, not just for today, but for consistent, strategic audience growth over time. Here's your first action step. Grab a piece of paper and write down 3 to 5 questions that your ideal clients have at each stage of their journey. Don't overthink this. Think about what they actually ask you and the exact words they use during discovery calls, consultations, or even casual conversations. Identifying your people is one of my favorite concepts that I've been teaching for years. You need to go detective mode. Become a detective when it comes to understanding your ideal audience, and I mean really understanding them, at a level that most business owners never bother reaching. I'm not interested in surface-level demographics. I'm far more interested in what they care about, what keeps them awake at night, what they're frustrated with right now, and crucially, the exact language they're using to describe these things. The most effective way to do this detective work in 2025 is to pay close attention to several key areas. First, look at what questions come up repeatedly in your DMs and comments. These are gold because they represent real problems your audience is actively thinking about. Second, notice the language people use when they describe their problems. Don't translate their words into professional jargon. Use their exact phrasing in your content. When someone says they're completely overwhelmed by social media, that's exactly what you need to go out with. Third, pay attention to which topics get the most engagement. This tells you what resonates most strongly with your existing audience and gives you clues about what content to create more of. And fourth, spend time in Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, and online communities where your audience is hanging out. What are they discussing? What problems are they sharing? What solutions are they seeking? WhatsApp is great for this too. Here are some updated detective mode techniques working well right now. LinkedIn insight mining. Use LinkedIn's search function to find conversations your ideal clients are having. Search for posts containing keywords relating to your niche and read through the comments. The insights you'll gather about their real challenges and the language they use are invaluable. Instagram story polls and question stickers. These are ideal insight gathering tools. Ask your audience specific questions about their challenges, then use their responses to inform your content strategy. You'll see me doing this on Instagram. At Nikki Hutchison. AI-assisted social listening. Tools like Answer the Public can help you discover what questions people are searching for in your niche. This gives you a window into the problems they're actively seeking solutions for. For example, I'm prepping this new masterclass on audience growth, so I typed into Answer the Public the phrase audience growth, and it told me that people are searching for answers to questions like, what's a good audience growth rate? Is 100 new followers a month good? And what is the 5-3-1 rule on Instagram? Now I can dig further if I want to understand more detail about these questions, or I can offer my answers based on my knowledge and experience within the masterclass, as well as within the promotional content we're using to promote the masterclass. And I can do this safe in the knowledge that people are definitely interested in having these specific questions answered. I'm giving them exactly what they've asked for, which will get them signing up and keep them engaged. The key is to approach all of this with genuine curiosity. You're trying to discover what's actually true about your audience's needs and desires. Your second action step. Spend 30 minutes this week going detective mode and doing research. Write down the exact words and phrases your ideal clients use to describe their problems. This doesn't have to take long. Even less than 30 minutes will help you. Don't think of this as a standalone big project that can only be done when you find the spare time. Just add it into your week in small pockets and you'll start noticing the difference. This research is going to inform everything else we discussed during this series. But stop, before we go any further, we're going to do an essential housekeeping task, which is to align before you amplify. This principle is crucial and something most people ignore or get completely wrong. What I mean by alignment is ensuring you're presenting a consistent brand experience across all touch points. This includes your branding elements like colors, fonts, and imagery, but also goes much deeper than that. Your messaging needs to be consistent across all platforms. Your bio information and links should tell the same story everywhere. Your value proposition should align. Your calls to action should lead people on the same journey. Think about this from your audience's perspective. They might discover you on LinkedIn, then check you out on Instagram, then visit your website. If these all look and feel even slightly like different businesses, you've lost them. They're not going to take the time to figure out whether you're the same person or business. They'll simply move on to someone whose message is clearer. Here's a quick audit you can do right now. Open up your LinkedIn profile, your Instagram account, and your website in three different browser tabs. Look at them side by side. Would someone immediately recognize they're all the same business? Do they tell a consistent story about who you are and how you help people? If the answer is no, that's your first priority before you do anything else within this series. An aligned online presence is vital and forms the strong foundations for all of your audience growth efforts. In 2025, it's more essential than ever to have a consistent brand story across all platforms. This doesn't mean identical content, but the same core concepts adapted for each platform's unique style and audience expectations. Although the goal is consistency, platform-specific optimization is crucial. Your LinkedIn content should feel professional and strategic, with some personality on there too, while your Instagram content might be more visual and personal, particularly on stories. But the content on both should clearly come from the same business. Cross-platform content that references your other channels will also help to create a connected ecosystem. When I post on Instagram, I might mention my podcast. When I'm on LinkedIn, I might reference my free weekly marketing action sessions, Marketing Mondays. By the way, you can sign up now at nikkihutchison.com/Mondays. Doing this helps people discover all the ways they can connect with me. And finally, aligned and unified lead magnets and calls to action ensure that no matter where someone discovers you, they're guided towards the same next steps in your client journey. And they have a reason to give you their email, which is an absolutely crucial step on their journey with you. Your third action step is to complete a brand consistency audit across all of your platforms and create a simple checklist you can use to maintain alignment going forward. Creating sustainable content commitments. This is your next foundational piece, commitment. Specifically, creating a content schedule you can actually stick to long-term. This is where so many business owners go wrong. They get excited about audience growth, commit to posting daily, then burn out within a few weeks or even days because they're trying to tackle multiple platforms. Consistency beats perfection every single time when it comes to audience growth. I'd much rather you publish one high-quality piece of content weekly for a year than post daily for a month, then disappear. The key is creating what I call a sustainable content framework. This starts with choosing your primary platform, the one where you'll put the majority of your content creation effort. This should be the platform where your ideal clients are most active and hopefully the one where you feel most comfortable creating content too. Next, set a realistic publishing frequency. What can you maintain even during your busiest periods? If you're just starting out, even once or twice a week is perfectly fine. You can always increase frequency later as you build systems, confidence, and team. Create a batch creation schedule, specific times when you'll create content in advance rather than scrambling to create something every day. I use no-call Tuesdays to batch create my weekly content. I highly recommend creating some white space in your calendar and finding your own version of this that works within your schedule. And finally, develop a repurposing plan. How will you maximize each piece of content across multiple platforms and formats? We'll dive deeper into this in the next episode, but the key is to have a plan rather than start from scratch every time. Some of the content commitment strategies working really well right now include platform-native content creation. Instead of creating one piece of content and copying it everywhere, create specifically for each platform while maintaining your core message. Your content on each channel should feel like it belongs there. LinkedIn posts should feel like them. Your Instagram content should feel native to that platform, and so on. Seasonal content planning. Align your content with industry cycles and your audience's availability. If you work with retailers, plan for their busy seasons. If you serve parents, consider school holiday schedules. Community feedback loops. Use your audience's questions, comments, and engagement to guide your content direction. Let them tell you what they want and need to learn about next. The most important thing is to be realistic about what you can maintain. It's far better to underpromise and overdeliver than set yourself up for failure. Your fourth action step is to block out 2 to 3 hours in your calendar this week for content planning. Create a simple content calendar for the next month that you know you can stick to. While you're thinking about content planning, as part of your strategy, why don't you consider trying something different? Today, I'm going to share with you three strategies that are delivering exceptional results for audience growth right now. LinkedIn native video stories. LinkedIn's algorithm is heavily favoring video content right now, particularly authentic behind-the-scenes content that feels conversational rather than overly polished. The key is to share your expertise through short videos that feel like you're talking to a friend, not delivering a presentation. I've been experimenting with this and consistently see 5 to 10 times more engagement on video posts compared to text only. The videos that perform best are ones where I'm sharing a specific insight or strategy in an informal, accessible way. Strategy 2, voice note marketing. Maybe you're already doing this, I know I am, but it's actually one of the most underutilized but incredibly effective strategies for building deeper connections with your audience. Voice notes add a personal touch that stands out in our text-heavy digital world. Strategy 3, community growth approach. Instead of just focusing on building followers, this approach focuses on building a community. This means engaging meaningfully with other creators' content, not just posting your own. It means starting conversations, not just broadcasting information. This is when other people's audiences start to notice you. When you leave thoughtful comments that add value, people click through to your profile. It does take longer than a quick fix approach, but it builds much more sustainable growth. Your fifth action step then is to choose one of these strategies to test over the next month. Don't try and implement all three at once. Pick the one that feels most aligned with your strengths and audiences. We've laid the essential groundwork today for audience growth that actually works. Remember, this foundation isn't the exciting, sexy part of audience growth, although I do love going detective mode, but it's absolutely vital. This is going to be the difference between random posting and strategic audience building that delivers real results for your business. Next week in episode 2, we're diving into content that converts, where I'll share how to create content that doesn't just get likes and comments, but actually grows your audience of ideal clients and makes sales. We'll cover my updated content pillar framework that's working brilliantly this year, the key difference between engagement content and growth content, and strategic repurposing techniques that will save you hours while maximizing your reach. If you're ready to implement these strategies with guidance and accountability, make sure you sign up for my masterclass, The Audience Growth Breakthrough, How to Stand Out When Everyone is Battling for Attention. That's happening on Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 8 p.m. Sign up at nikkihutchison.com/audience-growth. Thanks for listening to this first episode in our Audience Growth series. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back with episode 2 next Friday at 7 a.m. Until then, take care and keep marketing.